Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're going to continue our conversation this week, focusing on the reality of our battle against sin and the condition of the human heart. Jesus is the master who understands clearly the human condition. We're just a week away from Lent. A week from today begins Lent with Ash Wednesday. It's penitential season, and the church is helping build toward that through some of the readings that were given this week, for example, from the letter of St. James. And much of that letter is an exhortation, an ethical lifestyle, to living the commandments, to putting them into action, to not just having faith in our mind, but having a faith that's engaged in acts of love, in obedience to God. That's really the heart of the matter, faith expressing itself in love. And what makes it difficult to do that is sin's work in the human heart. And what Jesus has done, and what we've been talking about all week, is that the grace of the Holy Spirit, the presence of God dwelling in us, makes it possible for us to live under a new law. The old law, the Ten Commandments, which the Holy Spirit helps us see and understand and love and be able to move in, no longer puts us in a condition, as I mentioned yesterday, of a kind of slavery to sin. The commandments, as I mentioned, that were meant for our good, ends up condemning us. We stand cursed before the law. That is, we're condemned because we can't fulfill the law on our own strength, because we're meant to love God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. And it's the very heart of man from which that's expected or meant to come forth. But Jesus tells us what's in the human heart: envy, jealousy, rivalry, conceit, these kinds of things we've been talking about this week, which is the battle against sin. Paul talks about it as the flesh, the fallen dimension of our lives internally, something profoundly deep within us, in the core of our being, that resists the will of God, that resists this radical surrender of trust to God. So that's the battle against sin. The church is so clear about it, not afraid to talk about it. Most people don't like to look at it because it's too negative, they get too easily discouraged, or get seduced by the devil to come under the condemnation of the devil and want to just, instead of looking at the real condition of the human heart, our own personal decisions, our own genuine battle that we're fighting, a sober inventory of the core of what goes on inside us that we often want to hide from other people, Jesus wants to shed his light into it in mercy for us to be able to take a good look at where we are and who we are in relationship to him, to his love, to the commandments. And what we live now, we don't live under the written law, but we live under the law of the Spirit, Paul says. The Holy Spirit is the new law. St. Thomas Aquinas described it that way. There's a new principle within us, a new capacity to lead us to live the way the commandments call us to live. They're no longer a burden condemning us, but they are a light and a place where we can now see by the grace of the Holy Spirit, who begins to subdue in us that work of the flesh that resists God. That's the process of conversion that the church talks about so clearly. That's why a season like Lent is so important for us to take a deep dive and be able to look at things clearly. In the back of my mind over the last few days, I've been thinking a great deal about Our Lady, about Mary, who's the model for us, the model disciple, and the purity of heart that she had by the grace of God. We see in her a mirror of what the church is meant to be. And she is who she is. She's the queen of heaven and earth. She was without sin by God's grace and God's power. God did something extraordinary, entirely unique in Our Lady, preparing her to become the mother of God. And her whole posture presents for us the ideal model of how we're meant to respond to God, how we're meant to live and to walk. Thy will be done. She was overshadowed by the Holy Spirit when the angel Gabriel came to her and announced what God's intention was for her life. And she said yes to it. I love the fact of what's revealed in God's choice of Mary. It's one of the reasons why this month I'm giving away here on the at the end of the program, the 800 number you can call, Ralph Martin's booklet, Mary's Mission, Our Response. We'd love to send this out to you. It's a short little booklet that reflects on the meaning of God's call in Our Lady and what she, in her unique mission that the Lord has given to her, has been saying, not only in her life in the Scriptures, how she responded to the call of God, but also the Lord has used her so profoundly, places like Fatima, Lourdes, and other places where the Lord has sent her as a prophet, as a missionary, as an evangelist. She's the world's greatest evangelist. She's helping lead the whole mission of the church in that way. She's here to comfort us, encourage us, help lead us, and then to show us how to walk by the Spirit, because that's what she did in her life. She had to cooperate with that work of grace, that unique work of grace that the Father began in her life, and her posture of humility, her honesty, her constant reflecting on and holding close. She pondered all these things in her heart, Scripture said, right? All that God was doing. She knew it was completely beyond her, that in her own strength, she couldn't accomplish any of the things that were unfolding in her life, but that she was freely saying yes to the miracle that God was working in her and her role and her participation in the work of salvation. It's a model for us because that same Lord, the same Holy Spirit, comes to us to do a work of salvation and ever-deepening conversion, to lead us into His plan. And we're all meant to ponder and to carry in our hearts the promises of God, to be attentive to the work of the Holy Spirit, to cooperate with the Lord who is leading us day by day, step by step, to holiness, to sanctity, to fulfill, to be a smashing success, if you want to put it in those terms, in this world. What does that mean? What does that look like? It means becoming a saint. And becoming a saint is a work of God in us to which we cooperate. We can't do it on our own resources. It's not a matter of just like getting our priorities right, the sense of I'm going to set the right goals and I'm going to roll up my sleeves and I'm going to go after it. It takes the response of the will. It takes a wholehearted response, indeed. But it begins with humility, knowing that we're being offered a gift and that the whole journey towards sanctity is a cooperation of walking in obedience to God who's leading us. It's entrusting ourselves to God. It's not just me saying, okay, I'm going to go make a plan and I'm going to make it happen. It's in our daily lives, learning how to walk by the Spirit, beginning with knowing the mercy that we've received, receiving the gift and the presence of God within us, and reverencing and paying attention to, walking with, talking to God every single day, understanding the precious gift that we've been given, and understanding how deep and profound God's commitment is to us. The most important thing in God's mind is not whether I accomplish my goals in this world, my business goals, my family goals, my all things that are positive and good and are part of our journey. He wants us to put first things first and to understand the most precious, important, valuable thing in each one of us who've been baptized into Christ is that God has come near, that God is dwelling in us. And among all the voices and the noise in this world, the way forward for us, the way of wisdom that leads to life, is for each and every one of us to begin to pay attention at a profound level to the voice of God within us, which demands that we find solitude, silence, and we learn to listen. You know, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. They know me. And we trust him. One of the important questions we have to ask ourselves as we enter the season of Lent that's coming up next week, and the church helps us take a deep dive into, you know, scriptural revelation, the church's wisdom on the teaching of Jesus about the battle that he fought for us to conquer the powers of sin and death in the world of flesh and the devil, and for us to be able to see it and understand that his why he did it all, to come to take away the sin that's in you and me, to make us a new creation, and to help, again, through the wisdom of the church, through the model of the saints, through the mature brothers and sisters around us, to understand this unique journey that we're all walking on. We share it, but it's unique because it's your journey. It's your decision. Am I paying attention, which means doing what I need to do to hear the voice of God, to cooperate with what the Holy Spirit is doing in me and wants to do in me? Remember, said it many times, echoing the scripture, the Christian life is a new life in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is a person. Jesus said, I will send you an advocate, a paraclete. I will come alongside you, who will lead you to all truth. The Holy Spirit will help you come into a full life, the life that Jesus came to give us. The Holy Spirit will help us come into full joy. The Holy Spirit will help us subdue the habit patterns of sin and will renew our minds. Those are all promises of Jesus. That doesn't happen automatically. It happens as we pay attention to the Lord, the Holy Spirit's work in us. And in living in a vital community of other Catholics, other Christians, yielding ourselves to the gifts that were given in the sacraments, developing and making a clear decision, I'm going to make it my first priority, the number one goal of my life, to say yes to the Lord, not one time, but saying yes to the Lord means, I believe you, Lord, what you've given to me. I believe that you want to lead me along with all my brothers and sisters as we move toward, you know, being one body together in you. I want to take the deep dive into my own heart. I want you to shed your light into my heart. I don't want to be afraid of it. I want to be mature. I want to pay attention to what you're saying about me and what you're saying to me and what you're calling me to do. And I want to start putting one foot in front of the other and being very attentive as I follow you. One of the readings this week, one of the gospel readings, is that famous, the words of Jesus, where he's calling the disciples and he calls each one of us. And he said, if you want to come after me, if you want to be my disciple, if you want to, means if you want to come under his teaching and his leadership in your life, he said, you must deny yourself, take up your cross daily, and follow. Follow Jesus. Deny yourself is that relationship that we have to ourselves, the freedom to just ignore this if we want to, or to set our own priorities, or to pick and choose. Jesus said, you have to subdue that willfulness in you, me first kind of stuff, and start to say, what I want is I want to know what God wants. I want to hunger and thirst and desire and put his will first in my life. That's what I want to do. And I can do it because he's here. I want to learn to hear his voice, and I want to learn to exercise my freedom to say yes to what he's doing in me so I can become all that he wants me to be. Friends, I hope you can tune in again tomorrow. We're going to continue to take up these themes. God bless you. Have a good day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Mary's Mission, Our Response, in which he describes the extraordinary role Our Lady has in the mission of the Church. Even in our day, in this hour, the Lord is using her with such profound grace and strength. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.